It's been a couple weeks since Scott asked Floridians to send in their healthcare price gouging stories. Scott met with a few of those people in Jacksonville at the University of North Florida Alumni Center. After the closed-door meeting, he told reporters the problem with hospital pricing comes down to transparency.
I think everybody in healthcare ought to be disclosing their prices. I think it's no different than anything else that you need. It's your money. You should know exactly what it costs. Let's all remember, all these hospitals, I don't think there's many hospitals in our state that don't get some state dollars.
Scott said he's heard stories of $3,500 x-rays, surgeries scheduled with out-of-network doctors, and patients being informed they weren't being admitted after hours of waiting in a hospital. He's proposing legislation that would require hospitals to post average prices and insurance information online. Any price that exceeds the average, the state would consider price gouging. A recent Washington Post investigation found 20 Florida hospitals routinely charge far above the cost of care. But Florida Hospital Association President Bruce Rubin says Scott's proposal amounts to price capping, something he says won't work in an ever-evolving healthcare landscape.
Rather than pull out tired old ideas using very hyperbolic rhetoric like price gouging, it would make more sense for all of us to work together to figure out the best way to get people information in a format that they can use.
The Hospital Association wants Florida to implement an all-payers claims database like Colorado and Virginia have. The database compiles insurance claims online to allow everyone in the healthcare system, patients, insurers, and hospitals, to get a better idea of costs and coverage. Scott and the Hospital Association are both working on bills to suggest to the legislature. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.